1. Origin of Thought Adjusters. Since thought adjusters are of the essence of original deity, no one may presume to discourse authoritatively upon their nature and origin. I can only impart the traditions of Salvington and the beliefs of Uversa. I can only explain how we regard these mystery monitors and their associated entities throughout the grand universe. Though there are diverse opinions regarding the mode of the bestowal of thought adjusters, there exist no such differences concerning their origin. All are agreed that they proceed direct from the Universal Father, the first source and center. They are not created beings, they are fragmentized entities constituting the factual presence of the infinite God. Together with their many unrevealed associates, the adjusters are undiluted and unmixed divinity, unqualified and unattenuated parts of deity. They are of God, and as far as we are able to discern, they are God. As to the time of their beginning separate existences apart from the absoluteness of the first source and center, we do not know. Neither do we know their number. We know very little concerning their careers until they arrive on the planets of time to indwell human minds. But from that time on, we are more or less familiar with their cosmic progressions up to and including the consummation of their triune destinies, attainment of personality by fusion with some mortal ascender, attainment of personality by fiat of the Universal Father, or liberation from the known assignments of thought adjusters. Although we do not know, we presume that adjusters are being constantly individualized as the universe enlarges, and as the candidates for adjuster fusion increase in numbers. But it may be equally possible that we are in error in attempting to assign a numerical magnitude to the adjusters. Like God himself, these fragments of his unfathomable nature may be existentially infinite. The technique of the origin of the thought adjusters is one of the unrevealed functions of the Universal Father. We have every reason to believe that none of the other absolute associates of the first source and center have aught to do with the production of Father fragments. Adjusters are simply and eternally the divine gifts. They are of God and from God, and they are like God. In their relationship to fusion creatures, they reveal a supernal love and spiritual ministry that is profoundly confirmative of the declaration that God is spirit. But there is much that takes place in addition to this transcendent ministry that has never been revealed to Urantia mortals. Neither do we fully understand just what really transpires when the Universal Father gives of himself to be a part of the personality of a creature of time. Nor has the ascending progression of the Paradise Finaliters as yet disclosed the full possibilities inherent in this supernal partnership of man and God. In the last analysis, the Father fragments must be the gift of the absolute God to those creatures whose destiny encompasses the possibility of the attainment of God as absolute. As the Universal Father fragmentizes his pre-personal deity, so does the Infinite Spirit individuate portions of his pre-mind spirit to indwell and actually to fuse with the evolutionary souls of the surviving mortals of the Spirit Fusion series. But the nature of the Eternal Son is not thus fragmentable. The spirit of the original Son is either diffuse or discreetly personal. Sun-fused creatures are united with individual bestowals of the spirit of the Creator Sons of the Eternal Son.